This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Baxter with Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. Gordon, a retweet by Jack Dorsey, former Twitter CEO, underlines something that we've talked about for weeks or months, that the PRC, especially their Ministry of State Security, is using the health code to control people, to follow people in China. It's part of the surveillance mechanism. And Jack Dorsey, in retweeting this revelation, types in, end the CCP. What does this mean, Gordon?
I think this means that there is a shift in American public opinion against the Communist Party of China. If we go back to a time when Dorsey was CEO of Twitter, almost all the time, people who tweeted things in opposition to the Communist Party were Twitter banned. And people actually today have talked a lot about the bans that they suffered at Dorsey's hand. But apparently he's a change of heart. And because Dorsey is an opinion leader in many respects, I think this shows a shift in the way Americans view the ruling regime in China.
Brandon Weikert joins us. Brandon, very helpful for you to help me to understand what possibly could have be the driver here for Jack Dorsey, because the evidence against the People's Republic of China has mounted over the years. And so there's nothing fresh about using the health code to control or to surveil its own population. Nothing fresh there. We could go a long list of violations of human rights that are exceed anything like your code red report to a quarantine camp. So What do you believe moved Dorsey at this moment in time? Good evening to you, Brandon.
Well, good evening, and thank you for having me, as always. Hello, Gordon, as well. I think that what's going on here is Dorsey has been sort of out of the game. He's not running Twitter anymore, and we know that from Elon Musk's own admission. Dorsey was actually advising Musk during an early attempt to take over Twitter, and he may still be involved with Musk in that angle. So this tweet about ending the CCP in response to the potential medical fascism that Beijing wants to subject their people to is just another pattern now. And I think what's going on is Dorsey is probably having a change of heart. Maybe he's looking at what the CCP is doing and looking at what has happened with Twitter banning people in the name of the CCP. Maybe he's looking at these things and seeing a pattern and saying, I don't want to be associated with this. I want to use my 2.1 million Twitter follower, my base, to sort of try to shape public opinion away from this sort of pro-CCP stance. Remember, Dorsey's a huge player in that Silicon Valley set, which are very much the new elite of America. And so he might be sort of trying to shape opinion, elite opinion in America, to say, stop doing business and stop kowtowing to China. Because if it's happening over there, it might start migrating and happening over here. And so I think there might be a real change of heart. And I think that this is a sincere thing. And I think we might actually be seeing more from Dorsey, which could be hugely helpful for divorcing America's elite, tech elite, away from a love of China.
Gordon, you have a question for Brandon.
Brandon, what Dorsey did was, it was a retweet, and it was a retweet of a CNN report.
Right.
And indeed, if there's nothing new about the use of health codes to control the Chinese people, well, there was really nothing new in the CNN report. And it seems to me that really what we've got here is the tipping point where Just American public opinion, and there's no real news, but there's just the tipping point. There's been too much news. And so people's attitudes are changing. Mm-hmm. When you think about this, where do you think we'll be in 6 months on American attitudes towards China?
Well, I think what makes this CNN report so interesting is CNN is considered mainstream. And the fact that they are now openly talking about what China's doing, that they had a reporter on the ground showing, and China seems to be very proud. The government seems to be very proud of these COVID protocols. And most Americans, I think, were not aware of what the day-to-day was like in China under zero COVID. And now you have this, 7-minute, 12-minute CNN report, and it's pretty horrible. horrifying. And so I think Dorsey may have been speaking for many Americans who were looking at that video going, my goodness, this is a nightmare. We don't want it to happen here. And I think where we're going to be in 6 to 12 months, like I said, we saw Dorsey making this very wild step of aligning with Musk in his attempt to take over Twitter, which was an overt attempt to change the policies of Twitter. I think something similar may be going on with Dorsey becoming somewhat anti-CCP. Maybe he builds off of this. Hey, maybe Twitter is eventually purchased by Musk. Maybe him and Musk, Dorsey and Musk, ping pong that, and they use the Twitter angle to start going after the CCP and shape public opinion in reverse here to go against China. But the point is that there is a real, I think, slow but steady shift in Dorsey's mind, and that may represent a bigger break on the part of Silicon Valley, at least intellectually, with China. So I think, Dorsey's the canary in the coal mine on this, and I think it's a good thing, and I hope he does more of this, and I think that he will, judging from the last few months of his behavior.
Gordon, quickly, is Dorsey out of step with the White House? I'm not sure what the White House policy is towards the using of the health code to control people.
Well, there's no question that Dorsey is out of step with the White House, which believes that the U.S. must cooperate with China on various issues, including climate change and a number of other things. So I don't think you'll find NCCP signs hanging from State Department windows or balconies anytime soon.
And yet the cynical use of a health code to people, for example, we had that story of a man on his way to confront a bank because they wouldn't let him take his money out. They froze his money. And his health code changed as he arrived, I think, at the train station. The White House knows about this. Is that correct, Gordon?
Yeah, the White House knows about it, but it doesn't comment on it. So what we're seeing, John, is both the left and the right in America deciding that too much is too much and they don't want it in the U.S.
You have a question for Brandon. We have a couple of minutes.
Brandon, how successful has these zero COVID policies in China been?
It's been a complete disaster. I've spoken to people through my contacts at the Asia Times, and everybody on the ground, whether they're pro-CCP or anti-CCP, agrees that zero COVID has been a complete and unmitigated disaster for China. And it's one of the reasons why they're now in Beijing instituting this ridiculous QR code passport, because they're trying to, the government is trying to move away from that zero COVID policy without admitting it was wrong. They're trying to say, well, the zero COVID policy worked, and now we can shift to the passport system, and that will eventually allow us to not do zero COVID. But at the end of the day, the reason they're shifting away is because it decimated Shanghai's economy. It decimated the country's overall GDP. And if Xi Jinping isn't careful, it's going to destroy his chances at becoming getting another term as the leader of this Chinese Communist Party come this fall at the National People's Congress.
Brandon Weikert of the Weikert Report is author of most recently Winning Space, How America Remains a Superpower. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. And the health code in China, to our knowledge, continues to be a crowd control and way to persecute people who are dissenting from the conventional wisdom of the authoritarian Communist Party. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.